Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part 3 of 4 on reasons for church attendance based on Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We have already noted 3 very important reasons for church attendance. We have noted that it first is to obey Christ, second to praise and worship God, and thirdly, to hear the Word of God preached and expounded and applied to our lives. There is a 4th reason for not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, and that is your own personal edification. This reason, in fact, is critical. Returning to Ephesians 4:11 and 12, our Lord gave the office gifts not only for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, but also for the edifying of the body of Christ. The Greek word here, oikodome, is a very important word, and other forms of it. It's actually a compound comprised of oikos, which is house or dwelling, and doma, to build. So while the entire body of Christ is obviously in view here, individuals comprise that body. So each is vital to the structure, which in turn can obviously be applied to the local church. No single building material is isolated from the rest in building a literal house. None is meant to stand alone. Likewise, it is vital that every believer be present for God's preparation of them and their subsequent use in the spiritual building. Many years ago, I read of a pastor who visited a man who wasn't attending church very faithfully. It was a cold winter day, so they warmed themselves by a fire as they chatted together. "My friend, I don't see you at church on the Lord's Day," the pastor said. You seem to come only when it's convenient or only when you feel like you need to come. You miss so very often. I wish you'd come all the time." The man didn't seem to be getting the message, so the pastor said, "Let me show you something." He then took the tongs from beside the fireplace, pulled open the screen, and began to separate all the coals so that none of them were touching each other. In a matter of moments, the blazing coals had all died out. "My friend," he said, "that is what happens in your life. As soon as you isolate yourself, the fire goes out." Pastor and commentator Lloyd J. Ogilvy put it still another way. Quote, "We Christians are like short-lived radioactive isotopes. We have a very short half-life. Get us away from the worship of God with other saints, and our radioactivity dissipates quickly, and we lose our effective radiance." Unquote. Well said. A 5th reason that we meet together for corporate worship and for our attendance in the local church is to encourage our pastor. You know, there are a few things, quite frankly, that discourage and grieve a pastor more than seeing Christians who are sporadic in their attendance. I have seen this through many, many decades of ministry. Scripture calls the pastor a shepherd for good reason. And like a literal shepherd, he wonders where in the world his sheep are when they are absent from the fold. He is concerned because those sheep need nourishment, but have wandered from rich pasture where the food is just waiting for them. He's concerned because there are predators just waiting for such a moment to pick off a wandering sheep that is oblivious to the danger. The true biblical pastor spends the majority of his time in the Word of God and prayer so he can feed those sheep. So when they don't care to show up to hear what God has laid on his heart, it grieves his spirit deeply. Ponder it this way. What hostess would not be upset if she spent the whole day preparing a meal, but the invited guests just didn't bother to show up? If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, and I hope you do, what do the following verses encourage you? And how do they encourage you? Colossians 3:16, 1 Thessalonians 5:12 and 13, and Hebrews 13:17. Our next episode brings this all together, part 4 of 4, on reasons for church attendance. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.